Okay, so taking a moment to settle into the posture. Centering into the posture so that the head is in line with the neck and the neck is lined up with the spine. You're sitting straight but not stiff in a dignified position. And doing a brief scan of the body, starting with the head and coming down over the face and the front part of the body, bringing awareness down to the belly and the legs and down to the feet and noticing where the legs and feet are in contact with the floor. And doing the same thing with the back part of the body, down the back part of the head, down to the upper back, the middle of the back, and the lower back. And being aware of your contact with the bench or the chair, down the back of the legs. And the same thing with the arms, down the over the shoulders and down the arms to the forearms and wrists and the hands. Noticing the sensations, not trying to change them. Grounding ourselves in our posture. And when you're ready, coming to focus on an area of the body where you're experiencing some discomfort or pain, and checking in with those sensations, breathing with the sensations. And then shifting awareness to the mental reactions to those sensations. So, whatever emotions may arise, fear, anger, frustration, discouragement, sadness, or to more cognitive aspects of your reaction, including what kind of thoughts arise as you're paying attention to these sensations? What kinds of stories is the mind telling you? Are you talking about the sensations? Is the talk about the sensations different from the sensations themselves? Kinds of comments are being made about the sensations, or labels, or judgments, grasping. And again, noticing that those comments are not the pain itself. Bringing awareness to that mental stuff. And perhaps noticing Is that mental activity making the pain worse? Are you identifying with the thoughts and the feelings or the pain? And does that make it worse? Does that create more turmoil? As you're noticing the emotional activity and the cognitive activity in reaction to the sensations, perhaps noticing that all of that activity, all of that awareness is different from the sensations, the emotional activity, and the cognitive activity. We can practice awareness of those things, and that there's less turmoil, less suffering, if you dwell as the observer. And when you're ready, shifting attention away from the sensations or the emotional activity or the cognitive activity, and practicing choiceless awareness. So whatever sounds or sensations or mental activities draw awareness, just paying attention to that as the observer. Perhaps noting that everything's okay at this present moment. You're not your body. You're not your pain. You're not even your emotional reaction to your pain or your thoughts about your pain. And as this sitting meditation comes to an end, just noticing the state of your body and mind, and noticing that you've brought yourself here and that you're engaged in a powerful practice that can have profound changes on your health and well-being.